Krishna, how we can read the translation, Pastor Vivamura, who was in that. In the beginning of creation, Sri Krishna spoke the science of devotional service to four-faced Lord Balaram, Brahma, who in turn passed his teachings on to Narad Muni, who accepted Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasdev as his disciple. Vyas transmitted this knowledge to Madhvacharya, who is also known as Purnaprabdha Mitra, who was the sole refuge for his disciple Padmanabhati.
Following in the line of Madhvacharya, Nihari Ditta, Madhava Ditta, whose principal disciple was the great Paramahamsa Akshobhatri Ditta, he is in turn accepted as his disciple Jayatitta, who passed his service down to Gyanasindhu. From him, the line came down to Dayanidhi, then to his disciple Vidyanidhi, then in turn it was introduced to Rajendra Ditta, whose servant was the renowned Jayadharma, also known as Vijayadaj Ditta. In this way, Guru Parampara is properly understood. We should be proud of this Parampara, actually. We are linked with such a great personality. The great Sannyasi Sri Purushottama Tirtha was a renowned disciple in the service of Jayadharma. From Sri Purushottam, the line descended to the powerful Brahmana Tirtha, then to Vyasa Tirtha. He was successful by Sri Lakshmipati, who passed the line down to Madhavendrapuri. Sri Ishwarapuri was the most prominent sannyas disciple of the great Sri Madhavendrapuri, whose disciples also included the avatars as Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden lord and spiritual preceptor of all the worlds. May Ishwarapuri be greatly fortunate by accepting him as Diksha Guru. Nityananda Prabhu took Diksha from Lakshmipati Tirtha and was actually Madhavendrapuri's godbrother. But he accepted Madhavendrapuri as his Shiksha Guru. Thus he followed Bhagavat Parampara, the line of Shiksha rather than Diksha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna combined, is the very life of the Rupanuga Vaishnava, who follow Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami. Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana Goswami were the dearmost servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dear to Sri Rupa Goswami were the great saintly personalities Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, whose intimate disciple was the great poet Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj. This is our family tree. We should memorize. The dearmost of Krishna Das was Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who was always engaged in Guru Seva. His lotus feet were the only hope and aspiration of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Prominent among the associates of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan. After him, the descendant of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was the beloved Shiksha Guru of Sri Bhaktivinod Thakur. Bhaktivinod was the intimate friend and great Mahabhagavat Srila Gaurakushadas Babaji Maharaj, whose sole delight was Hari Bhajan. Prabhupada Antaranga, Sri Sarupa Rupanuga, Sri Keshava. Then his disciple is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and his greatest disciple is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Krishna haite chatur mukha, hai Krishna sevam mukha, Brahma haite narade ramati. Krishna haite chatur mukha, hai Brahma haite narade ramati. Narada haite besa, mata kahe besa dasa, purna prajna padma na bhagati. Narada haite besa, mata kahe besa dasa, puna praga padmana bhagati nihari madhava vamse akshava parama hamse shishavale angi karakare nihari madhava vamse akshava parama
Madhavendra Puri Vara Shisha Vara Shishara Nitananda Shiyarjaita Bidhu Ishara Puri Ke Dhanna Kari Lena Shijaitanna Jagadguru Gaura Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhu Shijaitanna Radha Krishna Nahe Anna Vishambara Priyankara Shisha Rupa Dhamodara Shigusani Rupa Sanatana Rupa Priya Mahajana Jivara Gunatahana Taradi Dasa Krishna Dasa Priya Vara Narottama Seva Para Jaratara Vishwanatha Asa Vishwanatha Bhakta Sata Balladeva Jagannatha Tara Priyasi Bhakti Vinoda Mahabhagavata Vara Sri Gaura Kishara Vara Hari Bhajane Te Jara Moda Vihara Paramahamsa Ihara Paramahamsa Gaurangera Nija Mansa Tadira Charane Nama Jati Ami Sevayu Dasi Name Tepi Dhanahi Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Sri Vasavana Vivara Sara Seva Seva Para Tahara Daita Dasa Nama Tara Pradhan Pracharaka Sri Bhakti Vedanta Nama Patita Janete Jayada Guru Parampara 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 Guru Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
We're going to go to the PowerPoint presentation of Srimad Acharya.
So because of our time, we'll try to make the essence why Madhvacharya is so important. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatadesha Tarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Siddhasadi Gauravakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the evening we'll do the Lord Ramchandra's PowerPoint presentation because it's longer, takes 2 hours. So this morning we are doing Sri Madhvacharya's life. Question may rise, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this parampara over other parampara. Because in Padma Puran, Srila Prabhupada writes that in Padma Puran there is a fourth bona fide sampradaya name is written. And Padma Puran says, sampradaya vihina mantraste nishpala mata Sri Brahma Rudra Sanakadi iti khiti pavana. For the welfare of all the human living beings in this material world, in this Kali Yuga, this fourth sampradaya has descended from the spiritual world to the material world to deliver them. But the question Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur raised when he installed four sampradaya acharya in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gave 7 days lecture. So whatever I'm going to discuss, this is from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulilana, chapter 9, text 245. Srila Prabhupada gave a few pages, beautiful description of Madhvacharya. And Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that one should read Sri Madhva Vijay. That book is also translated in Ishkan, whoever wants to know more details. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's lecture.
I have this, so you don't have to be on it. Thank you.
So this next slide has these four sampradaya. Acharya's photos are there, and their name is there, and the heading I put, the four sampradaya and four founder Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two things from each sampradaya and made his own sampradaya, and that is what we follow. So we actually follow the essence of all sampradaya plus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special contribution. So that's called Nimai Sampradaya that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned.
So
if we go back according to the Vaishnava history of Vaishnava Vidhan that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur recommended, 3111 BC, Wednesday at midnight, Krishna appeared, and 125 years later, Friday evening, Lord Krishna left this world. One form he left from Vrindavan, one form he left with his all associates from Dwarka, one from Mathura. Because there is actually three separate manifestations of Krishna.
And
that moment, that evening, Kali entered into this world. That's Kali Yuga began.
Before
Kali was there, but Kali had no power. So after Krishna left, then 1500 years Later, Lord Buddha appeared, and Srila Prabhupada gives in Bhagavatam beginning full details about purpose of Buddha. Because we are going to discuss Madhvacharya more, so we are not going to discuss details, but you can read in Bhagavatam. And at that time, the Veda almost lost because of Lord Buddha's rejecting the authority of Veda. Anybody reject the authority of Veda, they are considered Nastic or atheist. That was Lord Buddha's mercy, actually, because the people who were so demoniac, he just diverted them towards him instead of taking advantage of the Veda's flowery language. Then, 700 AD, Vishnu Swami came, the first bona fide Sampradaya founder. Vishnu Swami came 700 AD, and he established pure monism. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two things from him. He says the ultimate surrender to Vishnu and Raganuga Bhakti, or spontaneous love, has to be there to worship Vishnu. These two things Mahaprabhu took. Then 86 years later, 786 AD, Shankaracharya appeared in this world. And he took the pure monism of Bhakti and he twisted it, completely reversed, and he called it only monism. But everything is twisted. Everything is based on the pure bhakti, but twisted means it's an opposite meaning, opposite everything. That's how the impersonalism was captured, and Shankaracharya diverted those who were so inimical to the three things most important. Srila Prabhupada addressed them sometimes love, lover, beloved. Prabhupada say also serve, servant, and service. You'll see in the purport Prabhupada mentions this. These three things are eternal truth, and Shankaracharya completely denied that. Then he diverted those who are against those mentality, and it is required, because they, if they were present today, we would not be able to become devotees. Because we are innocent, we do not know the truth, so we were attracted to Prabhupada, and it was easy. But those demoniac nature was so polluting the world, so Shankaracharya diverted them away. In the name of religion, those impersonalists actually envy and enemy to the devotional path and devotees. So that was a great thing Shankaracharya did. And then later on, after Vishnu Swami came Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he kept that monism, but he says there is a speciality on monism. And he did not give details so much. He says we are part of the God, but did not say we are servant of the God in a distinct way that we have a relationship in a particular speciality. Not so much details. One example is like in the cow barn, there is a many color of cows. But doesn't say that actually each soul has a particular relationship with the Lord. But nonetheless, all the four acharya, their philosophy is based on pure devotion. And Vishnu is the object of devotion. So on that base, they are all bona fide and they are preaching. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found loophole after the founder Acharya left. So he took the best thing from each. And from Ramanujacharya, he took two things. And Srila Prabhupada in Adilila, chapter 10, in the purport, few places, he mentioned that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sutta took 108 things from Ramanuj Sampradaya. And their main two things is It will never be gone. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Navadvip Dhamma Mahatma. You can read. And the second one is ultimate defeat of impersonalism, also came from Madhvacharya. These two things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he combined this. Like for example, Madhvacharya's main philosophy is nine principles. And if you retrace this with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ten principles, you can compare how confidential Mahaprabhu gave. So for example, Madhvacharya's nine principles, first thing he says that Krishna is the Lord Hari, is the ultimate truth. That's one. Then he says that absolute truth can be traced everywhere in Vedas. Then third, he says, this material world is real. Liberation. And then, the ninth principle was that to establish this truth, he accepted three things. One was direct perception, pratyaksha, anuman, inference, and shabda brahma. And if you remember these nine principles and you take just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ten principles, Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted this verse, Amnaya praha taktam bharimiha paramam sarvasaktim rasabdim adbhinangshasya jivan prakritim kavalitam makritamsya bhavat veda veda prakasam sakalam api hare sadhanam suddha bhaktim tat pritim eva upadeshati janan gaura chandra sayamsa. There is no higher truth than this of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who composed this. He says all the truth is like an ocean. All the ocean put into a jar, and that jar is made with this ten truth. The first truth is everything comes down through Guru Parampara. We do not take anything that is not coming down through disciplic succession. The second is Sri Krishna is this absolute truth, Hari. Third, he is the possessor of intransferable potency. Fourth, he is the reservoir of transcendental mellow. Fifth, these living entities are eternally part and parcel, never one with God. Sixth, the living entities, some are conditional due to the Maya's influence. The next, those who are eternally liberated due to the influence of internal potency. This cosmic manifestation is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Absolute. And the number nine is pure love, which Madhvacharya did not say. Pure love is ultimate. Goal for all living entities in this Kali Yuga right now. And pure bhakti is the only means to attain that pure love. These are the ten truths Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. And if you compare all the acharyas, you will see the Mahaprabhu's contribution is unparalleled. There is never in the history. Now I'm going to go at the end, and then I'll come back. If you see, at the end, I put one slide, the difference between Madhvacharya's disciplic succession is two groups, then we can reconcile this. Because one group are Tattvavadis. This is from Prabhupada's purpose. And another group is called Gauriya. And the difference is between the Tattvavadis and Gauriya's that ultimate goal, Madhvacharya, even all the acharyas, says bhakti. There is a difference between bhakti and bhakti rasa. In Bombay, when there was no temple, Akshayananda Maharaj was asking Prabhupada a question, why did you put Krishna consciousness, why not God consciousness? And you can find this article, beautiful, Prabhupada answers. He says, Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, how did you get this name, Krishna consciousness? How did you come up with this? He says, from Rupa Goswami Pad's one verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. And Prabhupada translated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Rasa Bhavita, he writes Krishna consciousness. And then he explained this, what does that mean? For an example, Mother Yashoda is cooking for Krishna, that is bhakti. But Krishna is drinking her breast milk, that is Bhakti Rasa. It's a big difference, very fine line between bhakti and bhakti rasa. And when Prabhupada gave Krishna consciousness, it is not just devotion. It is very confidential, summit of Krishna bhakti is bhakti rasa or Krishna consciousness. Very confidential. So Madhvacharya says bhakti liberation is ultimate goal and through bhakti you can get it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says no, Krishna prem is ultimate goal. And through bhakti you can get that Krishna prem, through holy name. So few differences, unless you are born in a Brahmana family, you cannot get liberation in this life. So what you should do, this life you serve the Brahmana, next life you become Brahmana. And those are the ladies, you serve your husband who is a Brahmana, next life you become Brahmana. Then this way Brahmana will be eligible to get liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everybody. There is no restriction. Anybody can get. So there are little differences. But that doesn't mean Madhvacharya did anything wrong. Rather, you can say Madhvacharya actually wanted to establish Mahaprabhu's contribution the highest. And all the Acharya, they did their best. And they left something, did not reveal, because Mahaprabhu had to come in a proper time to give the highest. Another point. In Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Srila Prabhupada writes, he voluntarily chose not to give comment on Brahma Vimohan Lila. In the purport you will see, Prabhupada, voluntarily chose. So you think like, what is voluntarily choose? So I was reading some information, I was talking to Radhanath Maharaj also about it. That Madhvacharya, they believe that Krishna cannot, the Brahmaji, head of the Sampradaya, cannot forget, cannot do this kind of illusory conception of God. How possible he is like that? So he did not give any comment. And the book that they follow in Vishnu Puran, you know that some chapter on Bhagavatam is not there. One thing is this one, another one is Chitraketu became the Bitrasura. That chapter also is not there. So anyway, interesting. But we are very fortunate that we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all Veda, all Puran. Once you are in love with Bhagavatam, you will never be in love with anything else. You can see through Bhagavatam. Another point also, there are many points. One point is, that one group of Madhvacharya, they follow, they believe that Lakshmi Devi is like a conditioned soul, can become also Lakshmi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, it's an internal potency. We are marginal potency. Internal potency is internal potency. Never come become another potency. Neither marginal potency become internal potency. We can be under internal potency, but we don't become internal potency. We should be, we remain still a jiva shakti. Madhvacharya's, they say the demigod are the foremost devotees among all devotees. But we say the gopis are the foremost, not the demigods. Madhvacharya did say gopis are the divine prostitute, but we don't say like that. This is not proper. Now I'm going to go back to them. There are more details, but I'm going to go back to the third person. Because of the time. Okay, here. If you go to South India, you can see these places still exist. Identity of Madhvacharya is in a very short. that Madhvacharya is actually incarnation of Mukha Prana. You know the longevity of this universe is calculated how? By the breath, not by the Brahma's lifespan. It is Brahma's lifespan, but it is all secondary. First is the breath of the Mahavishnu. When he breathes in, everything goes back. So that breath, his name is Mukha Prana. In demigod planet, the demigod also breathe, but they don't breathe oxygen in and carbon dioxide out. Not like that. We breathe as a human being oxygen and carbon dioxide. Over there, they also have a breathing air. It's different kind of. Whole universe, even Brahmaji has to breathe. Everybody runs by this Mukha Prana. Pran carries the soul, Prabhupada writes, that when we leave this world, there is a five air in his body. Even in 2:17, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada put that verse. Panchada Sandibes, Prani Chittam Prajanam Sarvamato, that verse in Bhagavad Gita 2:17. You'll see Prabhupada write this five life air is actually keeping the everything function in the body. And one of the life air is prana. Prana is not belongs to this air, but it carries the soul all the way to your perfection. At that time, it submits itself. To the Supreme Lord. So right now we are in this body, but we are floating in this air. We are not really like sitting somewhere. Floating in this body. So this Mukha Prana also comes as Hanumanji, also Bhima. They are same incarnation. And this is the birthplace of Madhvacharya. It's still there today. You can go and see a beautiful, there is beautiful pastime how he appears. And I'm going to tell some pastimes that next one, because of the time. This is a picture, only picture I could get as Madhvacharya, as a small baby. And the reason I'm saying you, because when he was born, it's very mysterious. They used to, his father did 12 years austerity. Every day he would walk for 5 miles to see this temple, Anandeshwar. Radhanath Maharaj goes there every year. And this is the only temple has a lingam form. Nowhere you see Vishnu form is lingam form. It's the only temple. And his father used to fast, do fasting until he arrived there and he prayed. You know, 5 mile walks is a long walk. And he would do fasting every day and he would pray for a child. Not to for his funeral rites only, but he would pray and he would say, I want a child, my Lord, who can do the ultimate benefit to all the living beings, because atheism took over all over India. And that's a fact, Prabhupada writes in the Parthi. The Sankara philosophy took over all over India. And nobody believed the eternal form of God, eternal relationship of God that we have. And some or other, after he prayed, as he ended in 12 years, there's a fourth person climbed the column of the temple, and they started dancing and singing, and they said, we just had a dream last night that Lord Anandeshwar said, very soon a child will take birth in the family of Madhva Geha Bhatta, who is the father of Madhvacharya, and Mother Narayani, and that child will save us from atheistic philosophy, atheism. So please be happy and cheer up. And everybody from that moment, they were like watching, you know, his child grow. Now it says also that he did not actually enter into the womb of the mother the whole 10 months, which is in the West 9 months, because in Indian calendar is 30 days, in American calendar 31 days. So it's not an argument, it's a question of calculation. So then when he was about, his mother about to give birth, he entered into the womb, and with that soul, he sent the soul back, and then he entered and he came out, and his name was Vasudev, because he was so beautiful, attractive everywhere, and his father called him Vasudev. Now, just to make his very mysterious childhood life, that his father would teach him But when his father would say, now you please repeat, he would say, why repeat? He said, that's how we learn. We repeat. He said, no, I remember everything you said yesterday. Then he would take the chalk and write in the board the whole thing, more than his father said. Oh, my son knew everything. So he started teaching his son from childhood. When he was 5 years old, he admitted him to school. And the teacher says, okay, now I'm going to teach you. And he would write things. He said, I already know this. Anything else? He said, how do you know it? Show me what you... No. So he spoke a few hours. The teacher was dumbstruck. He knows more than I do, what I'm going to teach him. So this is how Madhvacharya's childhood life he grew up. One thing he had was little unusual. He used to be hungry all the time. He was so hungry that his mother would get tired of breast milk, feeding, and he would never stop, like Krishna. Krishna never stopped, actually. So then one point, His mother left this child with her sister. And auntie was taking care of him. His name was Vasudev. Vasudev started screaming and crying. And she was trying to sing, take him for some toys or this, that. Nothing could stop him crying. And finally, she took him to the barn where the horses are there. And neighborhood had a big horse farm. And then all of a sudden, she saw a big chickpea barrel. You see, I put a chickpea picture there. Chickpea barrel, which is a 30 horses would eat. So he likes to play with the chickpea. She left it there and she said, I can now take a little relax. So she went to the house to just relax. Well, she forgot to come back quickly, and her sister, mother of Vasudev, also came. He said, where is the child? It's very quiet in the barn, look. They went back there, the whole barrel is empty. Now, don't doubt how is possible this little child can eat 30 horses food. This is our mind creation, but they are inconceivable personal. One time, his mother, they had a big jagna, fire sacrifice, and they invited 30 brahmanas, and they feed the brahmanas with 1,000 bananas and 30 kilo milk. So they put this, and this Vasudev, this young boy running here, there, he saw the banana, he's very excited. And his mother felt, okay, maybe he's now quiet, very good. Sit down here. She gave him a couple of bananas. Well, after a little while they came, there was only peel left. None of the 1,000 bananas. And he drank 30 kilo milk. How? It is inconceivable. That's Madhvacharya. And there are many stories that you heard, how those days they used to have a very tricky way to collect the money. Nowadays, government is fighting how to collect the debts, but they're not as good as Madhvacharya. So those days, the Vedic culture was, when somebody owes money, you go to that family and you sit down on the threshold of the door. So these people cannot eat until they pay, or they cannot eat or go out or do anything. And this man could not move. So Vasudev saw this man is sitting there. He asked his father, Father, what is the matter? And he was only 5 years old. He said, I owe money to him and I don't have my dear son. Maybe in future I'll pay him, but right now I don't have anything.
You could ask me, it's not a problem.
Say, my dear child, you don't understand. I'm talking about money. Said, yes, father, don't worry.
But he was such a charming presence. His presence was so charming.
He told this man, please come with me. He took him outside. And if you look at that tamarind tree, he's still there. You see that near the house? And he says, he took some tamarind seed. He crashed in his hand. He said, here, take the money. And these men counted the gold coin from his hand, just the tamarind seed transformed into gold coin. Exact amount he owes. He said, how did he do that? He said, just be peaceful, leave my father alone. So he gone and he came back. He says, he's your son. He created gold coin from the tamarind seed. He paid me exact amount. So please forgive me and I'm relieved. And you are relieved from debt. So then his father started suspicion on son. His father was so religious, he would go take one month on pilgrim. Those days there was no, transportation, so he would walk to holy places all over India. So his son, Vasudev, says, Father, why you take me so struggle? You're old man. I don't want you to go all this. I'll bring all the holy places here. So my dear son, this is little too much. I know you have a mystic power. I saw, I heard, but this is not possible. Said, Father, let me do it. So on the back here, they had a little pond, and he chanted the mantra. And all of a sudden, they saw the whole pond was filled with different kind of water, different kind of color. And they were like surprised. And his father says, is it real or are you doing some kind of a magic type of that, some kind of water filling up, or really holy places? He said, it says in the Shastra, if that mantra chanter has a power, he can revive the dead or a little plant into a tree. Can you do it? Vasudev says, yes, Father. Bring a little plant. Just a little, sprouts type of small plant. And he said, put it upside down. And he started chanting the mantra. And then the roots started going up, and then the bottom leaves, branches, filled up the whole field with fruits and flowers. His father says, my dear son, you are chanting to your mantra. Unbelievable. So his father never had to do hard work ever. Madhvacharya, of course, these are material benefits so much with the spiritual. But Madhvacharya's biggest contribution was he loved his mother so much. He didn't say enough. But there are many pastimes. But one pastime that his mother was always some or other in a separation feeling from him. And he told his mother, you'll never miss me. Anytime you want, you just call my name, I'll be there. So I give you one little funny story. There are so many pastimes, just remember that. That Krishna reminding that Madhvacharya, out of fun, he would preach the people through his mystic power. So there was a guy who said that he was so powerful that 30 men could not move him when he would stand. So 30 men, 15 men from each side would push him, but he would not move. So everybody's bragging about it, So then Madhvacharya is 5 years old, he says, bring that man. So they brought this because his power also growing in that village. So that man, with his entire force, could not even move the toe of Madhvacharya. Then that man surrendered to Madhvacharya. He said, who are you? He said, I came to preach bhakti. So he started preaching bhakti from that angle. And when he was 8 years old, he told his father, I need to study. I need to go to find a guru. So he was taken to Achyuta Preksha. But those days there was no Vaishnava guru. Everybody is Mayavad contaminated. Achyuta Preksha was a Vaishnava, but Advaita philosophy or non-dualism polluted so much that he was so confused. He prayed to the Lord, please my Lord, I know you have a form, but Sankaracharya is an acharya. He is denying there is no eternal form. I am so confused. Please help me. The Lord came to him in a dream. He said, one of your disciples, Vasudev, will teach you pure bhakti. Do not have a doubt. So this way Madhvacharya, Vasudev came. And when Vasudev came, his guru was very happy. Because he had a dream of this. And then since that started, Then he said, I want to stay here and study. And he studied for a long time. And his father came in when he was 10 years old. He said, 2 years you studied, now come home. He said, no, I'm taking sannyas. So taking sannyas, why? He said, I did something and it's not working. So what did he do? He said, I went and asked 10 people, 10 big guys. He said, do you believe Supreme Lord has a beautiful form? And all of them one by one denied. He said, no, there is no form. Our Acharya Shankaracharya said it. I got so angry, father. I went in the room, I made a club and I wanted to kill all of these 10 guys. But then when I came out, I was thinking, then probably 10 of them agree, then the whole village probably will be king. Then whom I'm going to preach? So I put that club away. I said, how can I preach? How can I preach Pir Bhakti? So okay, I have to take sannyas. His father says, no, you cannot take sannyas. Who is going to do the funeral rite? And as a sannyas, you cannot do it. So then he says, okay, I will pray to the Lord, you will have another son. So that's not enough. Your mother has to agree. Said, okay, if mother agrees, will you agree? So we'll see. Come home. So he went home and he told his mother. His mother says no. Then he says, okay, if you don't give permission, then I'll disappear. I'll not die. I'll disappear from your eyes. You'll never see me. It's your choice. Either you allow me to take sannyas and I'll give you another son, another brother, or you'll never see. Mother got so frightened because she remembers Shankaracharya. She said, I'm so frightened, my dear son. I remember Shankaracharya's mother did not want to allow 8 years old boy to take sannyas. But then one day morning, the mother came to the river to wash the dishes and in the middle of the river found the son in the halfway in the mouth of crocodile. And says, mother, mother, I am being swallowed by the crocodile. And then says, how this happens? He said, the crocodile is talking to me. If you allow me to take sannyas, then he will not eat. You let me go. You can see me sometimes. And if you don't, you will swallow right now. It's your choice, mother. Can you imagine what mother says? Take sannyas. No. Take sannyas. He didn't want him to be swallowed by the crocodile. So anyway, this way, she said, okay, take sannyas and give it another brother. But let me see whenever I need. He said, yes, mother, you will see. Because of the time, I'm just stretching. What to do? I'm going to give you one. There's so many beautiful stories. This is one, like 1 minute, 2 minute story. He composed such a beautiful commentary on Aitiriya Upanishad. The Srila Prabhupada glorified Madhvacharya's teachings comes from that Purana, Upanishad. Like for an example, Jiva Anisha Rupena. In Bhagavatam, first time Prabhupada quote this. Madhvacharya says, Jiva Anisha Rupena. Jiva are always under another potency. Can you remember this? We are never independent by our own. Prabhupada put this. We are always either material nature or spiritual nature. We are never our by our own. It is very beautiful. Prabhupada brought those, he composed this. But the compose was so sweet. So he went to show this to Vyasdev to express his feelings towards the Lord on Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharata. So as he was, he appeared there. That time they were about to close the curtain in the evening. They said that the Madhvacharya, great scholar, has come. He wants to recite the Lord before you close the curtain for night. Sipad, very quick, 1 minute. You know, we'll close the curtain. So okay, he started reciting, but of course he cannot stop. No? Then after he almost finished his little few minutes, the pujari says, we need to close the curtain. They're about to close the curtain, rumble sound in the stars. I am Lord Narayan. I want to hear more. Leave it open. The pujari was shocked. They never heard Lord speak. This is the first time they heard. They are out of scare. Who is Madhvacharya? And he recited the whole night about the Bhagavad Gita commentary. And Prabhupada, that Baladev Vidyavasan took these five things in Bhagavad Gita that Prabhupada emphasized. That's why Prabhupada offered this Bhagavad Gita to Baladev Vidyavasan. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, you see Prabhupada offering this. It's from Madhvacharya's teaching, Baladev Vidyavasan composed this. Very sweet. Then Madhvacharya went further. I'm going to make it very short. He was imagining all these names of his disciples, this is the big pastime about their life. He took initiation one time, Prabhupada gave the story, just by seeing his power, he wanted to study under him. So in Hardwar, the disciple, all were sitting there, and they're having Bhagavatam class, and Madhvacharya says, I will be back, I'm going to see Bears there. But from there, it's a few hundred miles. And he would go in a very mysterious way. But this one disciple, he could not tolerate. He said, I'm going to spy and go and meet his guru. So Madhvacharya says, don't follow me. But some other disciple was trying to follow him. You know, behind the forest bush is running, and all of a sudden he saw Madhvacharya stepping one hill, one feet, another hill, one feet. And he's trying to catch up. But after many miles, he got so scared, he saw lion, tiger, everything in the Himalayas. Then he prayed, Gurudev, I'm so scared. Madhvacharya just turned. I told you not to follow. He said, I don't know how to go back, I'm so scared of this. He said, close your eye and think of your guru. So he closed his eye and think of your guru, and he blew air like this on his hand. And then the air took him. In the ashram, they are giving Bhagavatam class. All of a sudden, in the middle of the Bhagavatam class, this person fell. Hey, where did you come from? From skies. So he's telling about Madhvacharya walking to see his guru a few hundred miles. How he walks from one mountain to another mountain, one step. So this way, Satyajit was so attached to Madhvacharya. He told Gurudev, you gave me initiation, what is my duty? He said, go back to your village. In time, your service will be revealed. So he appeared, Prabhupada gave this story, I'll try to make it very squeezed. So the day he appeared there, They had a big procession in Jagannathpur. Why? Because the king died and he has an infant child, and there is no king. So they have a rule that the elephant will take the garland of Jagannath, and whoever the garland is garlanded, he will become the king until the infant becomes grown up and take over the kingdom. So this sannyasi, he got a sannyas from Madhvacharya also, and he's thinking, okay, I'm back in my hometown, but the procession is going on. So he's watching the procession. All of a sudden the elephant ran and gave the garland to him. Now the sannyasi Satyajit is now the king. So he was ruling and he's thinking of his Gurudev Madhvacharya, what he told. And he ruled, he didn't take any money or anything from that. At the end, when the child grown up, They asked him, you rule so nicely, everybody became devotees, such a good teaching of Madhvacharya. Please take something, now the child grown up, you trained him up to rule. Please take something, he said, I have to ask my Gurudev. So he meditated on Madhvacharya, and Madhvacharya told him that you take this deity of Sitaram, Lakshman, from the king. So he asked and he got it. And Prabhupada gave the whole story, how this deity originally came from Lord Ram himself, had this deity. And Prabhupada gave the whole story, till today the deity is there. I'm going to end with this. Oh, this is a beautiful story. This is also, we'll go to this because of the time. How did he disappear? It's very sweet. One time he could not control himself. Because the reciprocation and gradation of happiness from the mundane world, gradually each planet, all the way to Brahmananda, to Sevananda, and to Vaikuntha. How the gradation is measured in Tattariya Upanishad. I made a little chart actually. One day I'll show you. It's beautiful how he explains the gradation of happiness. And how loving service to Radha Krishna is the highest. He composed this. So he was reciting. The demigod in the heaven could not control themselves. They never heard such ecstasy, happiness. So they came in between this earthly planet and the Bhuvarloka. It's called outer space, Prabhupada writes. So they are listening and they felt so ecstasy. So they started showering flower. They started showering flower and Madhacharya also happily glorifying this Upanishad. And all these thousands of disciples are watching how their Gurudev is being appreciated by the disciples and the demigods. And at one point they saw the flower was too much. That he covered his whole body. So they thought, oh no, he won't be able to breathe. So they immediately came and tried to move the flower. And they started moving the flower. And guess what? Madhacharya was not there. And he disappeared. Srila Madhacharya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pramanande. Yeah.
Thank you.